from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is Saturday before Sunday. And give me that happy music I love to hear. There it is. There it is, Tyler. Let's do our Saturday slate. I will start, Clint. The game that I'm looking at, the game that I'm watching this weekend, and this isn't a great weekend. Last weekend there was more big games coming up, but this one, not as much. There's one big one happening in Ann Arbor. But for me, the game that's caught my attention is Boise State at Oregon. And the reason why this caught my attention, Oregon was ranked – hell, they dropped in the polls after their performance against Idaho, I believe, is who they played. They only won 24-14. They came into the year the number three team in the country, and they dropped to 7 after their performance last week against Idaho. And Boise State, Clint, has probably been the number one team that has selected to be the team outside of the Power Four conferences to get that other bid outside of it. Boise State is a team that a lot of people believe are going to win their conference. And they looked good offensively against Georgia Southern in their first game, but their defense gave up 40-something points to Georgia Southern. They went on the road. They're playing back-to-back road games to kick off the year. But they may have the best running back that you haven't heard of and maybe in the country. He had almost 300 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns last week against Georgia Southern. Ashton Gentry, he is really, really good, can run away from people, touchdowns of 70-plus yards, 2 of them, 2 separate ones. They've got some receivers out there. They've got a really good offense. This would tell a lot to see if Boise can actually hang as they'll go to Autzen Stadium on the road in Oregon and Eugene to play this team. So that one's intriguing to me because a lot of people believe that Boise will be the team that makes it outside of the Power Four.
Yeah, look, I agree with all the points. The only thing I would say is I'm not going to doubt Oregon in any way, shape, or form because I think they're real. I think they're real top to bottom. I think they're a playoff, college football playoff team, even with the move into the Big Ten. I think an eye-catching game of can Oregon separate? Can they get down to business, or can Boise State keep up with them? So,
because if that thing is tight, that'll be one to kind of remember later on and see if Boise can win their conference like a lot of people and be the highest-ranked team outside of that Power Four.
Absolutely, it'll go a long way if they can keep that thing tight, if not win it. So there's no doubt. I'll go with Texas Michigan, the obvious big boy this week. I'm going to tell you why.
I think this is get out of hand.
Well, Ron, I'm intrigued with this for two reasons that are more surface level. Is I believe Texas is really good.
Yep.
I'm not super confident that they're going to live up to expectations. I'm not overly confident in Quinn Ewers. I don't know why I like him.
Why not?
I like him. I just don't watch him play and think, yeah, this is a first round draft pick.
Do you watch him and play and think this is a guy that can lead a really talented team to a national championship?
Well, sure. One game from it last year. Yeah, I do think he's a team that if the defense is right, if the supporting cast is tremendous, could he lead a team to a championship? Sure, but they're not asking him to lead a team to the championship. They're asking him to take a team to the championship.
Yeah.
If they make a run to a national championship, it's going to be because Quinn Ewers put the team on his back and let him ran them there. They've already lost their top two tailbacks. Not that, look, Texas has plenty of tailbacks. They're going to run the football, but when it's all said and done, they're going to go where Quinn Ewers takes them. And I'm just not, I'll be honest with you, I'm just not one. I like the kid. I don't watch it and go, yeah, this is game changer. This is get on my back. I'll take you to a national championship. I just never have had that vibe with him. Last year he had a ton of weapons. Last year they had two monster defensive tackles that were game changers. So I'm intrigued to see can he get over the hump with me personally when I watch him. And he can do it against this defense if he can.
Michigan's got a great defense. And I don't know if they've got a quarterback, but
there you go. On the flip side, the Michigan thing is interesting because these are two powerhouses that the expectations are we're going to live in the playoffs now that it's a 12-team playoff. There's no excuse at this point in time. There wasn't an excuse before for these two teams. There's damn sure not one now when they're getting 12 in. And they don't seem to have a quarterback. And we know, look, they lost a ton of players to the pros last year. Now, Can they reload like a lot of the top teams in the SEC do, or are they in a rebuild mode, without Harbaugh? We'll see. I think I'm more interested in a lot of times you get jacked up to watch a game because it's like, hey man, this is going to be entertainment at its finest. I'm jacked up to watch this game to see if either of these teams can legitimately live up to the hype.
Because the Michigan team I watched last week offensively doesn't belong on the field with the Texans.
Agreed.
And that, I mean, they had two quarterbacks and they're athletes and they can do, but like the one kid came in and he's a clear runner of the bunch and he had a wide open, just easy throw into, I mean, spiked it 4 yards and he's got a gun, but you can just see, and they're yo-yoing them in and out right now. And it doesn't seem like they have just that bulldozing running game to just kind of, you know, sit on a little bit to where, hell, they would have J.J. McCarthy, who went in the top 12, 13 picks last year, and he'd throw 9 balls in a game because their running game was that. Doesn't seem like they've lost a bit there as well. Doesn't seem like they could just do that like they did in the past couple of years.
Well, that game for me, Ron, is just intriguing. For you think you'd watch Michigan and Texas and be like, yeah, I got to dig my heels in. It's going to be entertaining. In reality, I want to see which one emerges as the real deal.
Yep. All right, Tyler, what's yours?
Not a lot to go with this. Just looking at the slate, like you said, there's one very big game. There's my Aggies, and then there's the rest. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably go Iowa State. I did actually watch a little bit of Iowa's win last week. Their offense is fun. It's like it's a little bit like backyard football. The over under, by the way,
you normally hear with Iowa that their offense.
I know. It's odd, but that's the one I'll have my eye on, and of course I'll throw some betting spin on this for the people. The over-under for this game is only at 35. I feel like there's going to be a lot of scoring going on. Take that over. Get you some money. I'll go with Iowa State.
All right. No, that's a big one in that state.
And A&M and McNeese.
Okay. What's the line on that, by the way, Tyler? I mean, they ought to just destroy. They ought to destroy. I mean, what is it? It's got to be at least 30. They ought to destroy the hell out of this team. Connor better pick it up against McNeese State. I know that much.
Connor's going to be fine.
I'm sure he will be. Just better pick it up.
It was
week.
Far from damn fine last week, though, Clint. It was far, far away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.